But as we saw in the last chapter, this view has also been discredited from the abundant evidence of far earlier artistic expression in Africa. From hunting and gathering to writing and shooting, agriculture and animal husbandry began more than 11,000 years ago, but there are examples of crop growing in Africa, such as planned burning of the land to encourage corn growth and the use of tools to process corn tens of thousands of years earlier. And hunter-gatherers were not all cavemen. Long before sustained agriculture took off, at least 13,000 years ago, some communities lived in larger village-type groups. In a few areas, they were also involved with more organized forms of religious practice, including building cult of the dead monuments. The most remarkable of these is the Göbekli Tepe in southeastern Anatolia, Asian Turkey, a 15-meter structure built of stone containing 200 huge T-shaped pillars, some adorned with carvings of animals. The archaeologists excavating the site believe it functioned as a spiritual center more than 13,000 years ago. Its most decorated part, which is 300 meters in diameter, has been dated at 11,600 years old, and its final layer was completed 10,000 years ago, which means its origins predate the Great Pyramids by 7,000 years. They also estimate that carrying the pillars, which weigh up to 20 tons, from nearby quarries would have involved 500 people who would have to have been organized and fed. And yet there's no sign of sustained settlement. In other words, the people who built it were hunter-gatherers or lived a predominantly hunter-gatherer lifestyle. It would seem that, at least in Anatolia, monumental building projects preceded agriculture and urban living by thousands of years. As the head archaeologist Klaus Schmidt put it, first came the temple, then the city. Among the first to move from hunting and gathering to agriculture were indeed the Anatolians, along with those living in the Fertile Crescent of Western Asia and Egypt, and also India. They, in turn, were followed by Mesopotamia, parts of China, Mexico, Syria, the Jordan Valley, New Guinea, Andean South America, and the Sahel region of Africa, which includes Nubia. There are a number of theories about why this change happened, but most experts agree there is more than one explanation, including climate change, hot, dry seasons encouraging annual plants that die off and leave seeds and bulbs, the specific weather and soil conditions in these regions, the seeds available there, and the presence of animals that were relatively easy.